Hello, this is Patrick Widdis, and for today's prompt, I've gone back into the archives to bring you a prompt from a former guest, poet and comedian Rob Orton. Rob has his own podcast, the Rob Orton Daily Podcast, which, as the name suggests, runs daily for the whole year, not just April. So check that out and do go and see him live if you get the chance. He'll no doubt be coming to a stage near you in the coming months. Listening back to this episode, what I really enjoyed was Rob's ad lib routine about batteries, which we hadn't planned at all. And I think you'll have a lot of fun with this prompt today. I just hope you can get to your local Argos. But anyway, here's Rob with the prompt.
One writing exercise that I went through the stage of doing was shutting my eyes, going through the Argos catalogue, and putting my finger on something, and then opening my eyes, and then writing a piece about whatever that was. I haven't got any of them with me, but it was helpful for a bit. And you did it, didn't you?
I'll read mine in just a minute.
Okay.
What do you do if you just get something like a packet of batteries or
Well, that's it.
something?
You write a poem about it, don't you?
Yeah.
I think that I'll write something about it. Like start thinking about batteries. I think it's a good thing to think about. I love the. I've got a thing in the trying to write something at the moment about like imagining that trees are from like gadget shops and they've got batteries in them and they've been turned on, and that's why they're moving, and that's the only way that they wouldn't move if they didn't have the batteries in them, and. I just look, yeah, I like that. And looking at plants and they're not having batteries, and like, oh, I was at the we went to Tynemouth at Christmas and saw a remote control car, and it was the fastest remote control car I've ever seen. And that feeling of being at home when I was little, putting the batteries back on to charge, and I remember like the red LEDs in the battery charger, like there was like a it was almost like a it was like a battery pack really. And and then they go green.
I had a go at this and wasn't sure what to write at first. I ended up writing a riddle about the thing I chose, which isn't a form I usually write in, so thanks for inspiring me to try a new form, which is always a great thing when with
Yeah.
these exercises when that happens. I'll tell you what it is at the end, but I'll say now that the catalogue number was 707/2402, which is a bit of a giveaway if you know your Argos catalogue numbers. I work on locks that have no key and strands that hold no sand or sea. I hum but have no melody with dragon's roar or summer breeze. I blow with force yet cannot breathe. Shake forests dense with branchless trees. So come on, feel the power in me, for I'm no washout guaranteed.
Wow. That was great. Don't know what it is though.
It kind of relates to one of your shows.
Really? Was it a
Yes.
hairdryer?
That's something I definitely encourage trying. It would be great actually if enough people did it, we ended up with a poem for every item in the Argos
Yeah, can you
catalogue.
imagine? The thing is, I don't know if they do the paper catalogues anymore. You just got to have them. One good thing that's on the internet at the moment is there's an archive of all the Argos catalogues. You can flick
Wow.
through the pages. So that the memories that came back to me when I was looking through like the back of the Argos catalogue from like 1992, amazing, because I remember the images of like going, oh yeah, I want that, I'd love that, can I have that for Christmas? And like the turtles figurines and. Yeah, Sabutio, and then like all the old footballs, football like the Mitre Delta footballs and things like that.
Argos was the first place I worked,
Oh, was
actually.
it? There you go. So you must have a lot. Did you have a lot of catalogues or not?
I guess we did. I was working up in the stock room, so
Oh,
it's
we are.
yeah.
That was that a big stock room, yeah?
Yeah. I probably did know the numbers for some of the items if I was picking them up regularly.
Yeah, brilliant.
Have you got another poem we could finish with?
Yes. Well, I wrote this ages ago, actually, but let's see. It's called Paperball. This is my paperball. Once upon a time, I dropped it onto the pavement. It created a crater, a meter wide and deep. When this happened, I climbed into the crater, held my paper ball up to the passing pedestrians, exhibited it like a found lost golf ball. They ignored it. I threw this paper ball up to the night sky. It stuck to the black like chewing gum when thrown really hard at a chalkboard that's on the ceiling. It turned the constellations on their heads. Day broke and the ball fell back into my hand. It weighs about the same as a bag of flowers. It is my full stop.